are now listening to the Unshakable Health Podcast with Dr. Thomas Hemingway. All right, another week, another month. We are well into springtime. It is crazy. I have been all over the U.S. this last couple of weeks, several weeks back home in Hawaii. That was amazing. We were blessed with a couple of great, pretty large swells, a couple of great days of surfing. And interestingly enough, the water felt a little bit cool. All of those who have never been to Hawaii may not realize this, but it is not like the typical tropical place that many people think. It's definitely tropical enough, and it's amazing, but the water was like 73 degrees, which, you know, if you're coming from California where it's 53, it feels amazing. But if you go to Florida in the summer, it's like 85, close to 88 degrees over there. So it's way warmer in Florida, right? Florida. But it was great. I was wearing a little wetsuit because I felt like I needed it. I was a little cold, but had a great time with my family, with my kids, just connecting, doing my very favorite vitamin of the year, which is connection. We had a great couple of weeks and then had a whirlwind travel all the way to the other side of the country, the farthest west in Hawaii to the farthest east in Florida. I spent about 10 days there working and enjoyed helping many people in a couple of different hospitals. And I struggled a little bit with almost getting some jet lag because that was 6 hours in time difference, six different time zones I flew, and I flew to the east, which is much harder on your body than flying to the west. And a couple of things helped me so much. One was the grounding that I was doing each and every day. Even if I only had a couple of minutes to do it, I'd slip off my shoes and walk around outside for a few minutes. If I could, dip them into the ocean. If not, just walking around or just resting my feet in the grass, just trying to get a little bit grounded to the local environment and getting out in the daylight. I worked a bunch of night shifts, which I'm telling you, man, in your 50th year is not amazing, but getting out into the natural light during the day was so helpful to me. And today I'm going to share something even more amazing. One of my favorite things that has gotten me through some tough times. We've had a crazy couple of months, some really close friends and unexpected exits from this world. It's been kind of funky and got me really to just ponder, you know, the great blessing I have to wake up each and every morning and to be here with my kids. And it's crazy. Just cherish every moment. Cherish every moment. You just don't know what may be your last. You never know. And so cherish the day, cherish the moment, cherish your friends, family, connections, connect every single day. I feel like that's so important. There was actually a landmark study out of actually BYU here in Utah, where they looked at connection and they found that increased social connections, whether it be family, friends, colleagues, people you spend time with, even your pets, canine and feline friends, when you have connections and social connections, it actually increases your chance of living, or in other words, decreases all-cause mortality by 50%. This is if you're a science buff, you understand the odds ratio of 1.5. In other words, these folks were living longer and less likely to die of any cause, whether it be heart disease, cancer, anything, when you had good social connections. And when you didn't, if you suffered from loneliness or social isolation, your chances of getting not only disease, but also dying were increased by like 38%. So it was a big difference. And this is one thing that is so simple, so easy. I think we suffered tremendously during the time of the pandemic because we weren't even allowed to really connect with people. And I feel like that not only made things worse, but and made it tougher, right? It's great to spend time with people that we love and care about to connect. So that vitamin C of connection is one of my favorite things, and it's gotten me through some tough times. And that is not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about another of my favorite vitamins, and I can't wait to get into that. I just wanted to thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. I just love that you're here, that you're trying to learn and grow and optimize your health and your life so you can thrive and not just simply survive. That's why we are here in the Unshakable Health Show. We're so pumped to be here with you. And today's episode, you're going to find, I think, amazing because I actually present the data behind an activity that I think many of you love, cherish, enjoy, look forward to, and it is simpler than you think. We're going to talk about another one of my favorite vitamins. This is vitamin N, if you will, vitamin N, and I'll share with you what that means in just a second. So thanks for being here. Make sure you drop a review over there on Apple for the show, because I love to see what you're loving, what you're learning. Ah, it just tickles my heart. It's why I keep doing this each and every year. We're on, I think, our fourth year, and would love to see a few more reviews, because we have had hundreds of thousands of downloads. We are just crushing it, but not many people drop a review. So take the time. I challenge you right now today. If you haven't dropped a review, hop on over there to Apple, go to the podcast, hit the star farthest to the right, scroll down below. There's a little box on the left with a kind of like a pencil looking thing coming out the top, and just drop a quick review. I promise you, I will read it. I'll shout you out. Thank you so much for doing that in advance. Drop a review in my book on Amazon, because that's how people find it. And we want people to find it because it has these five powerful practices to help you avoid disease and build unshakable health, preventable. Grab it today. So without further ado, we're going to get into this episode. I'm pumped because this is something I love. It's one of the things that has helped me thrive in life. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about my favorite vitamin today, a vitamin that has been described in all cultures throughout the world. It has become sort of popular in the last couple of decades because there's been a lot more research and data behind it. And it's a simple practice of what I love to call vitamin N, N being for nature. And this whole concept got a lot of popularity when the research was showing our favorite folks across the globe in Okinawa and their techniques of forest bathing, both there and in surrounding areas, and how it literally is life-changing. I'm going to share a few studies that I thought were just super cool, because stuff that I hadn't really thought about. Like, for example, there's this whole business, when you go out in nature, you appreciate these patterns, these recurring patterns, whether it be the ripples on a pond or the moving waters in a lake or on the sea, or the way that the sand, you know, makes these the wavy lines when the wind hits it, or grasses and how they wave, or trees. It's called fractals. It's an interesting concept. I don't know if you have heard of it. I'm going to share with you a study that talks about it, because I just thought it was so interesting. And I hadn't really thought specifically about it, because there's these patterns that we see in nature, and sometimes we try to reproduce them, and they, the bottom line is we don't do it as well as nature does it. Nature is best. Nature is smart. Nature is amazing. And there's this whole science behind studying the fractals, if you will, that just relaxes our mind, relaxes our bodies. It's super cool. And I forgot to share the name for forest bathing. And so I'll just do that. The Japanese concept of forest bathing is called Shinrin Yoku. And it's simple. You just take a walk in any kind of wooded space. You know, it sounds fancy. It sounds complicated. You got to go bathe in the forest. You don't start taking your clothes off and bathe in the trees. It's just simply being in nature, a place where there's greenery. It can be in a park. It can be in a forest. Heck, it can be in your own backyard, wherever there's greenery and nature, and you can just soak in those sights and be inhaling the fragrant, you know, fumes and plants produce actually chemicals that not only have amazing natural energies to them, but they actually can enhance immune system and immune function, the so-called phytoncides. Maybe you've heard of them. It's super cool stuff, but they can help reduce blood pressure. They can help alleviate depression, help actually increase energy and focus, as well as just overall enjoyment. The natural, I want to say pheromones, but they're phytoncides, they call them, phytoncides. There's these fragrant chemicals that the plants release that can really benefit us. And it's simple, it's free, it's amazing. It can be comforting too. The sights, the sounds, the smells, just super, super cool stuff. I just lost my place. I had like 10 studies pulled up, and one of them was on this whole notion of fractals that I was sharing with you, which are these sort of geometric patterns, if you will, that are in nature. And I can't find it at the moment. So
When I do, I will share that with you. But it basically looks at how when you see these patterns, whether they be trees in the forest or grasses in the field, or even the ripples on a pond or lake, or the little wavy lines in the sand or the sand dunes. If you're nowhere near the ocean, there's sand dunes, or in southern Utah, like my wife was there last week and I pointed it out to her. I'm like, hey, did you check this out? There's like this red dirt. Did you go into like any of the cool parks or desert spaces? She's like, no, man, I just was driving. I had an appointment, some meetings to attend to. I didn't get to do any of that cool stuff, but there's this soft, fine sand on the bumper of our vehicle. And it's kind of cool. And I was just thinking of those wavy lines that you can see out there in nature. And these are, as I mentioned, they're technically called fractals, F-R-A-C-T-A-L-S, fractals. And what they do is they actually induce the restful state in your mind, in your brain. So if you put these little electrodes on your brain called EEG electrodes, they can tell you what kind of a space you're in. If you're in a relaxed state, if you're in a high energy state, or if you're sleeping. And these special natural patterns that you can see out in nature that I've just shared with you can increase what's called alpha wave activity, which is sort of that restful pattern of wakefulness. You're still awake, but you're relaxed. So seeing these patterns in nature called fractals can increase alpha wave activity. Here it is. I found the study. It's from the journal Psychological Life, and it's entitled Human Physiological Benefits, viewing nature, and the EEG response to exact and statistical fractal patterns. It sounds kind of complicated. It's really not. It's basically just these geometric patterns that you see out in nature are amazing to induce that alpha wave activity in the brain, that restful state. And it works best just getting outside and seeing it. You can also have these patterns and pictures on your wall. That helps as well. And the EEG proves it. You get into this alpha wave activity, which is this restful state. So these patterns in nature, I knew they were awesome because I love to look at them, and they're kind of mesmerizing at times. You can kind of get into, you know, as you're walking, you look at these patterns kind of in this restful kind of a trance, if you will, is kind of how I describe it, where your mind just kind of wanders. You're also smelling the fragrances that are available outdoors from all the different plants, whether it be some lavender or whatever it is, some pine. I like the fresh smell of pine. You know, I don't know if you folks have ever grown a pine tree, and it is just a rich aroma. Like, I love that scent. It reminds me of the forest. It reminds me of Christmas. It reminds me of so many wonderful things. But all those aromas and fragrances that we smell outdoors also are beneficial to our health and well-being. Just all the stuff. But the fractals I found super interesting because I'm kind of a geometric guy. I like shapes, and I've always liked the sciences, and these patterns that can be found in nature are unlike anywhere else. They're so beautiful. It's no wonder that people, artists out there, like my stepmom, who loves to paint, and she loves nature. She loves nature. She loves to take pictures out there, draw things out there. It's no wonder that many of us enjoy this, because it actually enhances our restful state and our well-being and increases our happiness, just seeing these patterns out in nature. So that's because of the alpha wave activity. So I wanted to share that. There's another study I wanted to share with you from the Frontiers in Psychology, which I thought was super interesting because it looked at one of my favorite simple acts of walking, right? I've talked a lot about walking in recent years because it's so simple. It's free. Almost all of us can do it. It doesn't require any equipment. And if you walk in nature, it is rejuvenating. It's restful. And there's a couple of studies I wanted to share. One was done in children, and it's entitled Cognitive Restoration in Children Following Exposure to Nature. And I found this super interesting from the Frontiers of Psychology in 2019, where basically they let them walk for, I think it was like 20 minutes or something, 30 minutes maybe, in a natural environment. And when they came back, they had them perform, you know, school tasks, if you will. And half of them got to walk in a park or a natural greenery, that type of environment. And the other half just walked kind of down the road in a more urban environment where they were hearing noises from traffic, maybe beeps of horns if they're in the city, noise, hustle and bustle from people walking around. And then the other was out in a greenery, a green space, a park, maybe a trail in nature, what have you, where it was mostly just the natural sounds, the wind rustling, the birds chirping, not really honks from cars and traffic and these kinds of noises. And what was surprising is there was a very different effect. Although they were both getting some walking in, which is fantastic, the group that was exposed to the natural setting, the greenery, the green space, the blue space along a waterfront or whatever, they had much better response to this walk, and it enhanced their cognition. Let me just read. It says that what happened was exposure to the natural environment improved their performance. The pattern of results supports suggestions that children and adults experience unique cognitive benefits from nature. Yes, cognitive. It helps our brain. It helps our mental health, our brain health, as Dr. Amen loves to say, our brain health, just being out in nature. So we provide the first evidence of a link between cognitive restoration and the allocation of eye gaze. And so it was super cool. And this has been studied in adults as well, that when you have a couple minute break every couple hours throughout the workday, and if you can do it outdoors on a simple nature walk, or maybe you're just closing your eyes and listening to natural sounds on an app or something, and imagining you're in nature, this actually enhances your cognition afterwards. It's a really cool, cool thing. It's simple, it's easy, it's free. There was another study I wanted to share on a similar vein, if you will, from Environmental Research in 2022. It's entitled Exploring the Role of Exposure to Green and Blue Spaces in Preventing Anxiety and Depression Among Young People Aged 14 to 24 Years Living in Urban Settings. And they basically looked at exactly that, going out into the park or walking along the riverfront or what have you. That would be the blue space in preventing anxiety and depression. And they found that, guess what? It works and that it's safe. And they recommended that we improve, enhance, and get more of these green spaces, right? Especially in an urban setting. Like, that's one of the things I love so much about Central Park in New York. It's huge. Like, you can't even walk that whole thing on a lunch break. It's gigantic. But just getting out into nature, even for a quick break, if you're in the city, what an amazing, amazing free resource. And I want to share with you, it says that this restorative exposure to nature, what's interesting is that it promotes mindfulness, which kind of no surprise, right? You when you're out wandering in nature and you're not looking at your phone, you're just kind of, your mind is wandering, you're focusing on what you're seeing, what you're hearing. So it promotes mindfulness and it interrupts rumination. Rumination is kind of that circuitous, you know, loop thinking that we have often when we're worried about something. You know, we're on this kind of loop, this ruminous loop, if you will, and walking out in nature interrupts that, which in turn reduces the risk of anxiety disorders and depression. So this is science-backed, super cool stuff, how just going on a walk in nature not only can improve your attention or reduce mental fatigue, if you will, like if you have a little break in your workday to do so, but also it decreases stress, decreases anxiety. And in young people specifically, like this last study I shared, it breaks that rumination process, that loop thinking where you're worried or you're stressed about something. Maybe, you know, things come up when you're doing too much time on your cell phone or your mobile device and you're stressing about stuff, whether it be listening to the news, seeing posts on whatever social media that are kind of increasing your level of angst and stress. If you just put that down and go for a simple couple minute walk, the results will be amazing. And one last study I wanted to share, it's a super giant 18 country analysis that was shared in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, December of 2022. It's entitled Mechanisms Underlying Childhood Exposure to Blue Spaces and Adult Subjective Well-Being, which was super interesting. But what they found was that even if you didn't grow up near a green or a blue space, that was okay. If you've learned throughout your life to spend time in these places, in other words, out in nature, you can still reap the benefits. But if you can, all the folks, raise your hand, all the folks out there who have kids, I know there's many of you out there with kids. Myself, I have six. My wife and I have had six, all from the same woman, Brooke. She is amazing. She is incredible. And we have six kids. And I can tell you that when we get out into nature, a lot of the stresses and angst and anxieties that we're going through, I have a child right now who's going through some super stressful times. And when we get outdoors with this child, it's amazing. Everything kind of melts away. It's just amazing. I just can't even begin to express my gratitude for our natural spaces and being able to be, whether it be at the beach or in the mountains or wherever it may be, a walk just in the neighborhood where we can see green things and trees and hear the wind flowing through those trees or birds chirping, whatever it may be, the smells of nature. In Hawaii, we were just there. The smells, for example, plumeria. I don't know if you've been able to witness those smells, but we got a plumeria tree outside and I love to just pluck the little flowers and just, I put them on my desk. I love to smell them. It is amazing. So when you have the opportunity, try to take a whiff of a natural plumeria. They can be found any sort of tropical-ish place. Hawaii is one, but all over the globe, you can get plumeria and it is amazing. So I just wanted to share that it's all right if you didn't grow up in nature, if you make it a habit to spend time in nature. In fact, I'm going to read their conclusions here. They say childhood exposure to, you know, green and blue spaces, it was associated to better adult well-being. However, the association was mediated by recent nature visits and intrinsic motivation. In other words, what that means is if you've learned throughout your life the value to spend time outdoors and you're doing that, even if as a kid you didn't get to do that, it's okay. It is helpful. It will not only boost your happiness level, it will boost your well-being, these all of these amazing things that we've talked about. One article I haven't yet shared, I wanted to share about how it can boost your immune system. So I hope I can find that one. I thought this was amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. And there's a mechanism. Oh, here we go. The effects of forest therapy on immune function. I'm sorry. I've been kind of trying to toggle through like 10 different research studies that I found to support this amazing natural free vitamin, if you will, vitamin M for nature. And this one is from the Environmental Journal of Public Health in 2021. The International Journal of Environmental Public Health, 2021, August, and it's entitled The Effects of Forest Therapy on Immune Function. Right now, we're kind of coming out of a kind of cough, cold, and flu season. As I've been working recently, I'm still seeing positive tests for the flu, for example, influenza A, influenza B. In young kids, we're seeing RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. We're still seeing some COVID, and all these respiratory illnesses are still around. And so one of the best ways to boost your immune system for free is just getting out in nature. And so this was a pretty large study. They basically reviewed every available article that they found, and they found about 13 randomized controlled studies that looked at specifically getting out in nature. And this was actually during the times of COVID. It's pretty recent. I think the study was 2021. So it did show some of the effects of nature and using that as a benefit during the times of COVID. And they found that it's helpful, big surprise, super helpful. But one of the ways in which getting out in nature is valuable, helpful, and health promoting is through what's called natural killer cells, the NK cells, which is part of our innate immunity. It helps fight off cells that have become infected with viruses like, you know, the COVID virus or the flu virus or whatever virus that actually helps build up our NK, natural killer cells, so that we can fight off viruses, but also these cells fight off cells that have cancer too. So natural killer cells are a really important part of our innate immune system. And in just about every study that's looked at it and they've counted them in response to getting out in nature, it shows the increase in the number and the effectiveness of these immune cells just from getting out in nature. So I'm going to just, it says, along with the ability to reduce stress, forest therapy has been shown to improve immune function. And it particularly affects immune function through the pathways of increasing the natural killer cells, as well as decreasing the inflammatory cytokines such as interleukin-6 and TNF-alpha. And so these markers of inflammation, which typically aren't good for our health, especially if they're happening chronically because we're exposed to a lot of stress, we can get those to decrease through our exposure to nature. So super cool study, effects of forest therapy on immune function 2021. Check that out. I just was blown away at how significant this effect was, both in promoting our natural function of these natural killer cells, as well as by decreasing inflammation. So, cool stuff. I found it to be super, I think, interesting, but also it for me, it's even more powerful. It makes it more of a priority in my life to get out in nature, even if it's only for 1 or 2 minutes. This past week, I worked, 60, 80, 100 hours. I don't know. It was a lot of hours. And I didn't have a lot of time in nature, but I specifically took a couple minutes or even as many as 30 to try to go for a walk outside between my shifts. And it was powerful. It not only helped with my mood because it's grueling to work, 12, 13 plus hour shifts in a hospital setting. It's grueling. But when you get outside and you get that fresh air, no matter where you are, whether it's daytime, nighttime, just smelling the fresh air that comes off from natural areas. I was near the Eastern Seaboard near the coast, so I was able to walk some of the time on the beach, and it was incredible for boosting my well-being. My energy levels peaked, especially if I got to see the sunrise. It was like a natural, hardcore energy boost and supplement and mind enhancing, brain enhancing, focus enhancing. And I didn't have a lot of time. I literally worked so many hours, but I took these brief walks every single day, at least between shifts and things like that. And it was remarkable at how much this helped me. So all the things in the natural setting, the sights, the sounds, the smells, just really, really good stuff that's been shown to improve our resilience, to improve our immune function, to improve our mental health, our brain health, if you will. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that this stuff is real. It's just not a made-up thing. You and I know when you get out there, you feel it. You feel awesome. You feel amazing. And so I'm going to prescribe right now for each and every one of you. I'm making a prescription. Nature therapy, whatever you want to call it, forest bathing, just getting outside. I'm prescribing at least 5 days a week. You got to get outside in some environment. It can be your own neighborhood. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to go down to the lake, the beach, the ocean, the river. If you can, 1 or 2 days a week, get out to one of these amazing natural settings, do it. But if you can't, just get outside in your neighborhood. Get a few minutes each day of natural exposure to natural light, to trees, to wind, to whatever green space, blue space you can have access to. If you can do that 5 days out of the week for 20 minutes, I promise you it will be a game changer. If you can do it 7 days a week, like it's always my goal, it's not always accomplished, but I would say most of the time I get outside 7 days a week for at least 20 minutes. And I break it up often. If I don't have 20 minutes consecutively, I'll just do a couple of minutes whenever I can between calls or between shifts, like I mentioned, which is what I did last week, whatever it is, or even if I'm on shift and I can take a 5 minute, break and get some fresh air, I try to do that. It's amazing, the benefit. And so that's my prescription for you right now, this week. If you're not doing it, at least 5 days a week, get outdoors, experience some natural light, some natural colors and patterns, these fractals like we talked about, all of the stuff, the smells, all of the things that are available out in nature. Experience that at least 5 days a week. And if you can do all seven, I want to hear about it. Tell me how you're doing it, how you're loving it. Drop a message over on Instagram at Dr. Thomas Hemingway, Dr. Thomas Hemingway. You can even email me at AlohaSurfDoc@gmail.com if you have questions. I'd love to hear about it. Even do a post of you walking out in nature and tag me. I'd love to hear it. I love this medicine. It's free. It's natural. Medicine, heck, I call it a vitamin, my favorite vitamin, N for nature. So let me know how you are utilizing. I can't wait to hear all about it. Make sure you're following me over there on Instagram at Dr. Thomas Hemingway, Facebook, Dr. Thomas Hemingway, pretty much everywhere, Thomas Hemingway, my website, thomashemingway.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm in the process of developing a brand new program I think that you're going to love so much. And so just make sure you're following along. Make sure you share this with anyone you think may benefit from being out in nature. Because I think as long as they're human, Heck, even your favorite canine and feline friends, you know they can benefit too. And the studies do show that as well. So get out and get after it. Get some vitamin N for nature this week and let me know how you're doing it.
All right. I love to share that data with you. There was actually 2 pages of additional data I did not share, but it said more and more of the same. How powerful this, my favorite vitamin today, vitamin N for nature, and how it helps you to thrive and not simply to survive life. It decreases your blood pressure, increases the function and strength of your immune system, right? It decreases inflammation. The study we looked at that decreased the inflammatory markers like interleukin-6, IL-6, interferon alpha, TNF-alpha. I mean, amazing, amazing stuff. Nature is available. It's free and it's awesome. So get a little dose of nature today. I challenge you, each and every one of you, spend a couple of moments in nature each and every day and let me know what difference it is making in your life. It's been a game changer for me. It's helped me get through some tremendously challenging times and help my kids. I mean, if we just go outside for a few moments, 5 minutes even, to get some fresh air, go for a quick lap around the block, it changes everything. In fact, it literally saved my book. Many of you know that I lost 800 plus pages of manuscript. And what did I do? I dropped everything, got outside, got a couple of breaths of fresh air, jumped in the water real quick. And then I was determined. I had the resolve to finish my book, and it's available today, Preventable. Make sure you grab that. Nature is key. It is my friend, and I hope it is yours too. Aloha.